Hi all, welcome to another part of Python programming videos. In today's video, we're going to learn about Python string variables. I'm going to start up Python. Now, basically you know about the strings, it's the text representation generally. We can declare a string variable in between either single quotes or double quotes. So like if I type s equal to single quote ABCD and then S is a string variable, you can check the type str, or else I can even type S equal to within double quotes ABCD, and if you check type of S, same str. But if you want to do like this, S equal to a line, then enter to give a new line, but you will get an error, the syntax error. So to input a multi-line string or to write a multi-line string, you have to use triple double quotes or single quotes, like a line, next line, and or last line. So if I now check, you can see, so I can do print s, a line, next line, last line. So there are many methods available on any string object, so we are going to check them one by one. Maybe I'm going to write s equal to now hello world. Now the first method I'm going to check is s.title, which will return you a titleized version. Let me take it to top, s.title. You can see the first characters are capitalized. To get the total string as uppercase, you call s.upper. So if I write x equal to s.upper, and then we can call to make it lower s dot lower. So x dot lower is returning hello world all in lower cases. Maybe I can try to write s equal to h e or ll is in capital hello world, like this. It's mixed cases, and if I now want to swap the cases, I can just call sw s dot swap case, which will return you a swapped version of the cases. You can see here h is capital, here h is lower, just like this. And you can even check a particular string is alpha numerical or only alphabets or only digit, like s equal to 2323, where s is a string, not is an integer number. So now I can check call s dot digit, which return true because it's only digit. So if I write 2323 sdf, again s dot digit, it is returning false because s is now having digit and alphabets both. So if I call now s dot alphanumeric, that is alnum, oh, it is returning false. Basically I also stopped for a second why it is returning false, but you saw this white space here, so this will return true, and alphanumeric will return this thing as false because this white space is not alphabets at basic general alphabets of its kind. So, and to check if it's only alphabets, you can just call is dot is alpha, which will again return you false. So you can just write s dot s equal to sdf, now is alpha will return true here. So again, there are two other methods called is lower and is upper, which will check if they are lower case or upper case, like s equal to maybe a single character string x. So is dot is lower return false, but is dot is upper will return true. And the same way we again have is title or not. So we have is equal to maybe my name Kushal Dash. Now is dot is title will return true because here K and D both are capital. But if I have Kushal DAS and is title is false because in the second word the first character is not capital, just like this. Now to split a string we have a method called split. So we have is Kushal Das, so is dot split, and we have to send an argument telling split basis of what. So if I give one space, so it will return me a list of the string divided by, or I should say splitted by, based on this space. So if you have a string like is equal to a b c d hyphen g h h j hyphen o k m hyphen t h, it's just a random string, and do s dot split based on the hyphen, you can see it returned a list containing each and every word, splitted the string. Now there is a opposite kind of method of split which is called join. So if you call join on a string, maybe a string which is contains only one empty space, and it requires an argument which is basically a list of strings. So I can just call s dots split here and this. So we already know this part will return a list of strings like this, and then this will be joined based on the space. So every word will have a space in between. Now so you can see the new string with a space in between, just like this. You can even strip the strings, like if you have a string like maybe two space in front, then ABC and maybe a slash n at the end as a character. So you can just call strip, it will return you ABC with the strip version, no more empty characters or special characters at the end or the front. You can actually strip any particular part of the string, like I should say from the left side or right side. So there are two methods available called lstrip and rstrip. Maybe I will take a string is equal to www.dgplug.org. You can see from the error that I started with a double quotation and tried to finish with a single quotation, so it gave me error like this. Let me go up. So I can call lstrip, and here I can pass arguments of what kind of values or depending on which characters it will strip. So maybe I give it a space, or maybe swd, or any random character. So if I type swd, so it will try to strip any occurrences of white space s, w or d from the beginning. So you can see it's like this. So if you want to remove the dot even, so you can just give a dot like this, and see as here as we gave the dot, it removed the d even because it found the d and it stopped here. In the same way you can call l dot r strip. You can try it out by yourself. Now to find any particular text in the string, you have a find method. So maybe if I have a string like I love Fedora, and s dot find maybe some another string, in this case love, so it will give you the index of the string. And if the string is not there, like loves, it will return you minus 1. So using this method you can actually try to find if any method, I mean any substring is there or not. You can actually check the string starts with or ends with any particular substring or not. To test, I can call s dot starts with, and we have to send some string as an argument here. So if I check like I, it will give me true. If I check we, it give me false because the string started with I. In the same way, s dot ends with, and here maybe I can give ORA because Fedora the words ends with ORA, so it will give me true. But if I type TORA, it will give me false. If you want to know more about strings, you can just do help str. Here you will get all the methods available like this. You can just read about them and see whichever you want to use in your code. So this is it. We'll see you again in the next video.